You are now listening to The Landscurve Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
Jessica, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and it's been long overdue. I know you've been very busy. You're a very positive person, and you have so many projects going on. And we're going to have a discussion today about, I want you to be the one to say it.
Oh, it's about the BO, the body odors. One of those topics that people, you know, kind of clown about but don't really want to talk about.
Well, you know what? It's sad, but we should not be having this conversation in 2015.
I mean, why? Body isn't supposed to stop being stinky?
Yeah. No, but it's just, I can really go in on that one, but, and we will, but we should not be having that conversation in 2015. People, I don't know what's on their mind. That's one of the basic things you do. You have to straighten yourself out before you leave the house. Mm-hmm. How can you come outside of the house like that?
And you would think so, because we're not living in the days before we had lots of products out today. And so you would think that everybody would just know what to do and how to do it and how often to do it. But to be honest, I don't think people, like, you know how they say you go nose blind to stuff? I think that most people, I mean, because I'm giving them credit. I'm assuming that people are not doing this intentionally, leaving their house stinky. But maybe they just don't know.
No. You know what? I don't think so. They would be so quick to say something about somebody else where their backside or underarms or breath is kicking. They don't like it when it's done to them. But unless you have a mental issue, that's laziness, that's neglect, that's being inconsiderate. And you can't expect to be treated right when you're walking around that way. You can't go to a job that way. But people do it. They still do it.
I think right now, you know, we kind of talking in a general sense about, like, going to the workplace, maybe go and chill with, like, friends and whatnot, maybe after work. But, you know, there's what about those additional expectations whenever you have a lover that you're trying to be up next to?
But
see, that's a whole other level. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we can talk about all three of those, actually.
Well, you know, I'll keep it PG-13, but how could you expect for somebody to scratch your back?
I'm saying.
Right? When you won't scratch theirs out of respect to their nostrils. How could you expect, if I had a room in my house that smelled, why would I want you to go in that room?
Well, yeah,
why would I want you to go down into that room if it smells like that?
I don't know about the girls, but this goes either way, the men or the women. I don't think they know how to make sure that they're not smelling. I don't really think, and you know, this is mostly, I think, for the men, I think, more than the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe they think that whenever they come off that shower, as long as they, you know, washed up like they normally would, they really think they good. They think they straight. They don't have to do nothing else.
Well,
I don't think they realize the extent of what they're supposed to do.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you like this, fellas. Mm-hmm. There's that thing that y'all want your woman to do, and y'all wonder why the woman doesn't want to. She's saving your feelings, first of all, when she says no, because she could just say, no, you stink. Most women are just going to tell you no. I'm not going to. So I want the fellas to try this out. They need to make sure. Baby wipes are wonderful. If you don't have a rash, it's not going to burn, okay? Use the baby wipes, clean yourself thoroughly, and if she still says no, then she just don't like it. But you cannot tell your woman to please you physically and her playground is stinky.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby wipes is just a touch, a way to get started. You know, you could put some baby powder, just something. You know, be thorough. Be thorough if you expect her to do what she got to do. But what about before they get to that point? You know, and this goes for men and women, because I'm not going to put this all on the men. That particular situation, I think, is a bigger man issue. But when it comes to the day-to-day, when people are running around, you know you smell it. Well, I know you smell it in the public.
Oh, God. You know, I drive a bus here in Orlando, Florida, and It's a hot place, and yes. I'm sitting down. Depending on what kind of bus it is, you have certain buses that you're sitting up a little higher, some a little lower. I dread when I see that older bus comes in that comes in, or I have to get and drive for the next 10 and a half hours that's seated lower, because I am on level, let's just say it, with the crotch area of people who are coming in to pay. And one thing I will say, you know, the women, there's some bad ones out there. Their sense when it comes down to that lower area is a little more concealed, although I have caught a whiff of them. But for some reason, the men, they're I can't even bless it and call it a scent. It's an abusive odor. You know, their stuff is out more. You can get to it and it smells more. And I will say this. They expect women to be clean when it comes down to the physical adult festivities. But when they want something done to them, they need to make sure. Not only that, but it goes deeper than just washing or with a little soap. If you're
eating... seriously, that washcloth, and I don't care if it's your Axe soap, your what, Dial, none of that by itself is enough. Because especially if they don't shave. Because something you have to realize is, what does hair do? You know, look under. Why do underarms stink? Y'all think y'all underarms are stinky? What do you think is going on down there? The hair is catching everything. And, you know, to be honest, I think maybe shampoo might be a better cleanser for any area that has hair, because it's designed to really remove oils more in depth than a body soap does. But you got to do something. And there's ways for you to inspect yourself and make sure that you refresh before, you know, asking somebody else to touch down there. But on top of that, let's say that you took a bath. You know, 2 hours later, especially like in Florida and Louisiana where I'm from, if you've been outside for 2 hours, you're probably stinky again. That's just the way it is. You know, don't think because you took a bath 2 hours ago, you think you're straight. No, man. Like, a lot of women will carry baby wipes, like, or wet wipes wherever we go.
Yes.
It's kind of just a thing that we think of.
Big props,
I don't think
though.
Men usually think of that.
Big props. You are anticipating the stinkiness, and you're looking to take care of it before it gets out of hand.
Because we know we're pretty and everything, but we're physical bodies. We stink sometimes, too. You got to have maintenance in mind ahead of time, especially for the fellas, before they go out. You know, they want to go out to the bar or whatever else, and then, they're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I took a shower before I left. We don't leave the house thinking that. We bring stuff with us. Y'all just don't know. But we prepare to be cleaned up.
But to go even deeper, for both sexes, a clean system doesn't smell fast as one that's not clean. I'm talking about the internal.
Oh, I know what you mean. Exactly.
Dietary, when your colon is backed up, when your body is backed up, when you have food packed up inside you from three Thanksgivings ago, what do you expect it to smell like when you start to sweat? So I'm not
sure. You know, that is true, because a clean diet.
Yes.
You know, people don't realize, you know how they say you are what you eat?
Yep, that's
every
so true.
Food that you put in your body is going to be a part of your smell. It definitely, without a doubt. There's certain cultures that eat specific spices that Americans don't like. And you'll notice them because you can smell, it's the curry, yeah. And masala is another one that sometimes, you know how garlic does? But we're kind of accustomed to garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can kind of smell it on a person.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with all the foods. And like you said, the clean foods versus the fast food and the processed food. That's definitely step one is what are you eating every day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And that's a major thing, just because now a person wiping and washing something that's already toxic is only going to hold it back for a little while.
That is true.
The breath, the underarm odor, the crotch area.
Now, I will say this. One particular food that I think is a superfood for... I mean, and if you're eating dirty food, this is not going to work. This is something to add on to an already clean diet. Ginger is amazing for this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful smell. It does so many wonderful things for your body in general, just all the health benefits. But on top of that, that's the reason. I don't know if people realize that, but if you buy sushi, they always have that pickled ginger or that fresh ginger with it. There's a reason.
Yes.
That was meant to cleanse the breath and the stomach after eating.
Yes.
That's the point of that. Ginger is perfect for that. Absolutely.
That's right. So to clean out. I mean, when you have your fruit, when you have a body that, see, I'm not trying to get too technical, but we have alkaline and acid. And when you're eating heavy meats and food that doesn't pass out of you, when you have basically you have the vegan thing going on, which is the most perfect way of eating, not to preach, but vegans don't stink like heavy meat eaters. And
This
when you
is true.
when you're eating fast food on top of that, you're getting the bleached out white bread, all the condiments on it, all the sodas, and most of us are dehydrated anyway. So, look, when a person's not eating good and they go to the restroom, it's not going to be as, I mean, look, nobody, that's not going to smell good at all.
Oh, absolutely
But a
not.
person
No.
who's cleaning their body, it doesn't come out like that. It's not as offensive. It's not that explosive, whatever.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, your whole body system functions better, and just in general, you know?
Exactly. So that being said, with the whole body odor thing, where these scents come out, it's the orifices in your body. And that's what's going on inside, that's what's coming out. But also, you have to, on a topical level, men, make sure to scrub your backside. We shouldn't have this
Oh, and
conversation in 2015, but on that bus, many men, too many men, a great percentage of men, they should not be smelling like that, that wear through their clothes that I smell their backside. That's
And
that.
fellas, change your underwear
Yes.
every day, at least once. And then this is another thing. If a man is gonna, like, seriously, you should be changing your underwear twice a day. That's just my personal opinion. You should have a fresh pair in the morning when you wake up, because overnight stuff does happen. Your body is meant to be flushing itself. Even though you're not, like, using the bathroom on yourself, your body is flushing itself. Change, wash up in the morning. It doesn't have to be a full bath if you don't want to take a shower in the morning, but fresh pair of underwear in the morning. And then at the end of the day, whenever you're coming back home, another fresh pair of underwear. And the reason I say that is because you're moving around, you're sweating, stuff is accumulating, especially if you refuse to shave in that area.
Right.
Everything is getting caught and it's stinky. So if you're not getting the pleasure that you want, you might want to check and see. It might be because of the odor. I'm just saying.
That
Two
has a lot to
times a
do with
day,
it.
change your underwear.
We should have to say this, but that's what it is. The underarm
Yeah,
for
but see, I don't
scrub.
think nobody ever told them, though. That's the thing. Think about it. How many parents actually tell their children how to properly clean their, like, they just assume take a shower, you good, right?
Right. And they take
I
a
don't know
shower.
any parent that says this.
But the worst feeling is when, or the worst sensation, the worst scent actually, is when, worst smell actually, is when somebody smells good from the shower and what they use, but then you get another backlash of what they didn't catch, what they didn't do. So, like men, you have to, and some men, well, I'm not this persuasion. I don't want to go back there. You have to go back in there and up inside a little bit because
Let
there
me
are
say
things
this.
lingering.
Let me say this to the men who say that. If they don't go back there and clean, ain't nobody gonna go down there in the front.
There you go. Hallelujah. You heard it from a sister. That's right. That's right. If you want that, you got to do that. That's
I'm
right.
just saying, that part and the other part, they in the same room together.
Yes,
They not
yes.
separated. There's no separate ventilation going on.
And no woman wants to inhale that.
Never.
That ain't too cool. But
She
yeah.
will never go there again.
Exactly. And you wonder why at 2 o'clock in the morning you're lonely.
I'm saying.
The phone doesn't get picked up. Certain things are happening. It seems like everybody else is having fun and you're not. Check yourself.
Because I'll tell you this much, a lot of my girls that I have spoken to have a sincere attraction to a good smelling man for multiple reasons,
Yes.
and this being one of them. Like, if a man walks by and he really smells good and fresh because he took care of his body, it says a lot to a woman. Not only does he take care of himself, but surely he must take care of his home and his
Right.
finances. Because a man
Exactly.
who truly takes care of one area of his life tends to have that habit with other things. I'm not saying it's a formula that never is broken. I'm sure there are some men who take better care of their body than everything else. But whenever his car is looking nice, his body's looking nice, and his house is looking nice, you can pretty much bet he takes care of his woman just the same. So you're sending out a signal to women,
That's right.
just like how, old back in the day, like that's the signal that you're sending to women. You communicate through your body function.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Pants sagging, odors stinking,
Oh, Lord.
underarms sweating, whatever.
If you over 25 and your pants are still sagging, somebody needs to slap you. Women do not like that. It is not attractive. At least not a woman who's worth something. That is not attractive. You know, I'm not saying, I don't care if somebody sags their pants or not. It's their personal choice. But if you want a woman of a certain kind of status in life, sagging your pants is not going to get her.
Exactly.
And being stinky, damn so not.
Oh, yeah, right. But you know what? I'm not even going to say it's a generational thing, although a lot of the younger individuals do that. But it's almost like these days, it just within a certain sector, and I can't break it down right now, but there are too many people out here who seem to feel that being offensive is cool. You know, men who go in and want to speak to a woman and their breath is smelling and their underarms are smelling and they sound ignorant, not even trying to speak proper. And everything bad is good. And you have some women out here who are like, oh, he just has something about him. You want a rebel?
You know what I think it is? So I think the women who are attracted to that typically have extremely low self-confidence in themselves.
Yes.
And if he says the right things to her that make her feel like she is, I don't know, this very beautiful thing to him, and maybe she feels mildly worshipped, it's such a contradiction to what she's used to with her own personal internal voice telling her that she goes for it. I don't think that it's that women are attracted to being offended. I think that it's a certain kind of woman who finds that attractive. It's mostly, I think it's an internal thing. So yeah, he's going to continue to do that because he's getting the reward for it, you know?
That's definitely a little self-esteem situation from her side, for real.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because, you know, there's all types of men and women out there, so there's always going to be men of that sort who are going to be very offensive to women. But the woman who accepts that, yeah, that's got to be what it is at the end of the day. It's not that because who's going to be attracted to stinks, you know? I mean, that's just a psychological thing. That's not even a natural, innate thing, you know? You're going to be wanting to run away from something stinky.
But, I mean, everybody has a scent when they're clean. You know, especially when a woman's clean and you inhale that scent around the hairline. And it's a signature thing. It's like a little baby that has a scent. Well, when your system is clean, it's a really beautiful scent. And when a woman is clean, you know, she has a beautiful flavor. When her when her system's clean,
that's interesting because see, I like on the reverse side of it. I guess this is why this conversation being between a man and a woman is good because men have that as well. Like even because I've told men before that they smell really nice and they're like, well, I'm not wearing any cologne. Oh, but it's a man's smell. Yes. And that's what I'm trying to get them to understand. There's this natural, wonderful, beautiful, attractive man smell. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how else to describe it than that. So if you're keeping your system clean, y'all have that too. I'm not sure. I don't think it comes from the hairline, though.
But I mean, it's like, it's always there. It's like, you know, if you kind of hug, it's all over the body, but if you're hugging up and you're sleeping inhale this, it's like, wow, I get a big dose of it right there. It's in other parts of the body that I won't mention, but, you know, it's all over.
Don't do that right now.
Exactly. But, yeah, everybody has it, but your system has to be up and running and clean for it to go down. But people who, look, you put bad things in, that bad stuff is going to try to get out. Your body is self-healing, so it's going to try to get it out. And this may be off topic, but I just want to say this, that to back up that statement, when you wake up in the morning and you know you've been eating some really bad food for the last few days or even a bad meal, you wake up, there's all of this stuff in the corner of your eye. That's your body telling you your filters are clogged. I need to be cleansed.
Absolutely. Right. You got to clean everything out. You know, you really got to clean out the crust of the eye area, though, because you need to get that the tears flowing again to moisturize your eyes. Because I have to do that every morning. I mean, you gotta do that. My eyes, every time I wake up, my eyes are dry. Every time. You got to clean that out. You know, everything needs to be clean and freshened up. And then you wake up better when you do that. But something I wanted to make note of, you mentioned the other area for women. Fellas, do not tell your woman to use what they call douche, whatever you say it.
Right.
A clean woman, a woman who is truly clean, who's eating clean, who is taking care of her body the way that she's supposed to, should never, 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 never use that. It actually destroys her body's natural ability to keep itself clean. You do not want your woman to do that because, actually, people don't realize this, after gynecologists, they'll tell you, those chemicals in those cleaners actually damage her natural system, and she will actually have a smell after using it. And she will be reliant on using it because her system is all jacked up. Her body has to reset. And it's going to take a few months for her body to reset after using it. So a lot of guys are like, oh, but I want her to smell like flowers. You're not smelling the inside of her anyway. If she's clean, there is no smell coming out of there. Get her to clean the outside area with something that smells like flowers. But that stuff is not meant to go inside a woman's body. It's not safe. Don't demand it.
Exactly. And people are not aware of how these chemicals and these products and the bad foods and the different things. Just to throw another one in there for the fellas who desire to experience certain things. Fruit goes a long way. Cutting out the meat and eating the fruit makes things sweet. Okay?
Exactly.
Okay. An acidic body.
Ginger. I'm going to say ginger again. Ginger tea. I'm telling y'all. Y'all think I'm playing.
Well, as a man of 52 years old who's been around the block a few times, fruit is my best friend all throughout my life. It has helped to get me places that I wouldn't have gotten to if I didn't take care of the inside and avoided the fruit.
You put that one.
You can say things without saying it. You know what I mean?
I know. They don't understand. Oh, they grown. They grown.
Oh, of course they will. I love fruit. little honey in my tea, you know.
Oh, my God. You know, honey works, too, out here, too. So, yeah, go for that.
Yes, 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 yes. The honey, the fruit, the vegetables, of course.
You can also eat a teaspoon of honey if you don't want to drink the tea.
Right.
Yeah.
But to be more consistent, don't think you can jack things up now, brothers, and like maybe like 3 hours before, well, I'm going to throw a little honey down.
It doesn't work that way.
It's almost like investing in stock or investing. It has to be over time. Your system has to be ready and cleansed over time.
Well, to give them a biology lesson, 21 days, it takes 21 days to reset your body's system. So, in other words, fellas, start planning for the next 3 weeks. Get you some honey, some fruit. Drink lots of water.
Lots of water.
Drink the ginger tea. And in 21 days, and clean yourself, please.
Right.
And change your underwear twice a day. And in 21 days, you will officially have your whole system clean, smelling nice.
They're going to be thanking you in the comment area, Jessica.
I bet they will. We're going to hear from what? 21 days from now, someone's going to come back and say, she was right.
Exactly. Oh, man. Like I said, we shouldn't be having this conversation in 2015, but we had to. Now nobody has any excuse.
Nope. That's right. After they watch this, there's no excuses no more. You got educated.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Scurve.